Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Idiyos, Perkei, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zai Chedafan, Receive a Kohagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Shishi Dvar Mekulei Beis Sham, Mechurim Beis Hill. There's six things. The Beis Sham is more Mekulein, and Beis Hill is more Machmirin. Number one, Ha'oif, Oile Ima Gvina Al HaShulchan, Ve'eno Nechal, Kedivar Beis Shammai, U'Beis Hill, Oirim, Eino Oile, Ve'eno Nechal. According to Beis Shammai, one is allowed to have chicken and cheese on the same table. They're not allowed to be eaten together, even if they weren't cooked together, but they still are allowed to be on the same table. But Beis Hill says, they're not even be on the same table. What's this machlokes? So we know the pasuk says, "Lois vashal gadi b'chalev imai." Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. And we learn from here that there's an iser basar b'chal of mid ayraiso only when we're dealing with real flesh, with real meat from like a cow or a goat or a sheep. But chicken, on the other hand, oif, bird, doesn't have an iser basar b'chal of mid ayraiso. And so they're arguing whether we have an iser of putting cheese and chicken on the same table. According to Beis Shammai, there's no iser of it being on the same table. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, it is usher because we're afraid that he's going to end up putting meat on the same table with the cheese, and then we might run into a real deraisa issue. On the next machloikas, tarmin zeisim al shemen v'anov mal yayin k'divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, if a person has two different things that need to have truma taken off, olives and olive oil, or grapes and wine, one's allowed to take off truma from one for the other, meaning from the grapes or olives for the wine and oil. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, ain't tarmin no doing that, and that's because according to Beis Hillel, the oil and the wine is fully processed, or the olives and grapes aren't considered fully processed, so we can't take off from unprocessed for processed. On the next din, which has to do with kelayim, we've already mentioned before in the Masechta, we know that one is not allowed to plant a different min, for example, grain, within 4 amos of a vineyard. The halacha is, if he does, then he asers a whole vineyard's worth of vines. The question is, how much is that? So, as we have 4 amos of shukarim, if a person plants a different min within 4 amos of a vineyard, Beis Shammai says, kidei shura achas, he's asered one row. According to Beis Shammai, one row of 5 vines is considered a vineyard, so he asered one row of 5 vines. Whereas Beis Hillel says, kidei shtei shuras, he asers 2 rows, that's a total of 5 vines, it's 3 and 2, but it's 2 rows, not 1 row. According to Beis Hillel, 1 row is not considered a vineyard. On to another din, hame'isa, this is some sort of dough that they used to make by pouring boiling water onto flour. It would cook the flour, then they'd put it in the oven. Beis Shammai says, pat from chala, Beis Hillel says, chayven chala, because still considered like a dough that was baked in the oven. On to another din, this has to do with tevila and a mikvah. We know that a person has to be tevil and immerse himself in a mikvah of 40 saw. Now let's say that 40 saw is spread out in a very thin, long stream running down a mountain. Matbilin bechardalis, kedivrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, one could be tevil in a chardalis. That's a thin, long stream going down the mountain. Even though the 40 saw is stretched out across the whole stream, it's no problem. Beis Hillel says, in matbilin, no using this as a mikvah. There has to be 40 saw gathered in one place. And until the last one, Gershon is gar Arab Pesachim. Let's say a person became a convert Erev Pesach, literally the day right before Pesach. Beis Shammai says, no problem. Tevil eichos Pesachel Erev. He just goes to the mikvah and he can eat his karm Pesach that evening because he's a yid. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Haparish min ha'arla kiparish min ha'kever. When a person separates from the arla, from the foreskin, that's what's caught off in a bris milah, it's like he's separating from a kever and he's considered tamei mace, and that means that he has to go through a whole 7-day tahara process. And of course, if he gets a bris milah and becomes a ger erev Pesach, he's not able to go to the mikvah and have a karm Pesach that night. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Now Rabbi Shmuel says, Shlosha dvar mikol Beis Shammai mechorim Beis Hillel. Here's 3 things that Beis Shammai is mekulin and Beis Hillel is machmirin. Number one, Koheles, Ein Matamis Yadayim Kedivrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Megillas Koheles, which we call Ecclesiastes, written by Shlomo HaMelech, is not Matamis a person's hands, according to Beis Shammai, and that's because Beis Shammai holds it wasn't written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's the wisdom of Shlomo, but it's not Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore it doesn't have the holiness of other Sfarim that were written with Ruach HaKodesh, therefore it's not Matamis a person's hands. Beis Hillel says, Matamis Yadayim, it is Matamis Yadayim. Another Machlokes, Mechatas Sha'atsu Mitzvasan. This is the water that the ashes of Paraduma were mixed into. We know that when a person's Tamei Mace, we sprinkle the mechatas on them on day 3 and 7 of their tahara process. When we say asu mitzvason, that means that this water was sprinkled on the tamei person and then it splashed off and landed on other kelim or people. So Beis Shammai Mitarin, Beis Shammai says that water is considered tahar. Whereas Beis Hillel Matamin, Beis Hillel says the water is matame. And lastly, haketzach, this is like some sort of black seed which is often placed on bread for flavoring it. I do believe that sometimes it's translated as caraway, C-A-R-A-W-A-Y. Beis Shammai Mitarin, Beis Shammai says that this ketzach is tahar, meaning cannot be makabel toma because it's not considered a food. People don't eat it by itself. It's only used as a flavoring for bread. And since it's not real food, it can't be makabel toma. Or Beis Hillel Matamin, Beis Hillel says it could be makabel toma because it is used to flavor bread, so it's considered food. And v'chein the meiser, it's the same machlokes regarding meiser. Beis Shammai says it's not chayv in meiser because it's not considered food. Whereas Beis Hillel is mechayv in a meiser. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Dalet and hey with more machlokes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.